For most of us, when it comes down to it, Thanksgiving is really about one thing, the turkey. That's especially true in New England. When the New York Times put out its map of the Thanksgiving foods that evoke each state, New Hampshire was awarded the crown prize, the New England Roast Turkey. So on this Thanksgiving, we thought we'd bring you some stories all about turkeys, from a restaurant that serves turkey dinners every day, to a lawyer raising the bird, to a soup kitchen making sure no one goes without the main dish this year.
I'm Sean Early. Every day is Thanksgiving at Hart's Turkey Farm Restaurant in Meredith. Every meal.
All the time.
That's Sim Willie. His grandparents opened Hart's in 1954. Willie himself has bussed and waited tables, prepared food, baked pies.
They started when I was 7 years old. Pick up the parking lot was my first duty here.
And now, he's one of the owners. But how does a restaurant that serves Thanksgiving dinners year-round top itself on the big day?
We actually keep everything the same.
Everything the same, but a lot more of it. Mike Kennellison is the executive chef. On a good day, 500 hot plates will emerge from his kitchen. On Thanksgiving, he's expecting to serve well over 1,000.
We are a scratch kitchen here, so we make everything from scratch. Today, out back, I think right now there's 36 people back there.
Making rolls, thickening gravy, prepping turkey, or like baker Sherry Ajengo, making lots and lots of pies.
I'm making peach cobbler. Today, I made over 100.
In the busy gift shop out front, the phone doesn't stop ringing. Orders for cranberry sauce for the biggest turkey they have.
We actually get a lot of calls why we don't mail gravy. Maybe one day we'll be there, but at this point I'm not ready for that.
There's nothing in the world that can prepare you for mailing gravy. But if anyone can figure it out, it'll be someone from a land where Thanksgiving never ends.
Have a good turkey day.
I'm Sam Evans Brown. Raising turkeys is hard.
Oh, it's tricky business. You can't go out there and just think you can just pull it off the first time.
Mark Sisti is a high-profile defense attorney. That is, when he's not farming.
Yeah, it's one of the things that actually I've perfected. I'm still practicing law, but I know how to raise turkeys.
Sisti also raises chickens and pigs and keeps horses at his farm in Gilmanton. His self-professed expertise in turkey farming didn't come easy.
We have lost many turkeys in the past. From the positioning of where the heat lamps were and the lighting relative to the water, sometimes they'll just drown themselves. I mean, we're not talking about the Einstein of the animal kingdom here.
Animal husbandry is an integral part of Sisti's law practice. He rehearses opening and closing statements before assembled throngs of livestock. And while turkeys are in season right now, they don't know their jurisprudence.
I can tell you that the turkeys are the worst. They have terrible, terrible manners and, frankly, are a terrible jury.
Chickens and cats are just as bad. He says dogs listen but don't discern. But the pigs, they know.
Extremely intelligent animals, no question about it.
Unlike turkeys, who ignore him before he even begins, pigs will listen for 5 or 10 minutes.
I don't know if they understand everything that's being said, but no jury does. And, we try to practice as much as we can.
Sisti raises between 20 and 35 turkeys a year. This season, he says he didn't lose a single one until harvest time.
They are all gone, and I don't miss them, not a one.
I guess for some, the charm of a turkey is seeing it on the Thanksgiving table.
I'm Michael Brindley, and during the Thanksgiving season, not everyone can afford to go out and buy their own turkey dinner. That's why nonprofits like the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter gives out the foods people need to make a meal. On the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, a long line of people shuffle into the soup kitchen. Executive Director Lisa Christie gives them directions as they enter the dining room.
9, remember your number. 10, remember your number. 11, go sit down somewhere.
Christie says they've given away more than 1,100 dinners this year. Each includes a frozen turkey and a food basket.
It doesn't really make me feel very good to sit down and stuff myself and think that into my community there might be a family that's sitting there that doesn't have a turkey or that their kids aren't getting enough to eat today. So I think that's why at Thanksgiving, when we're supposed to be grateful for what we have and we want to be, it's a really good time to think about other people.
She says a big difference this year is people haven't had to stand outside in the cold while they wait. The soup kitchen recently opened a new building that more than doubles its space.
People got to wait inside. They got to go through the pantry and pick out some of their own food. So it's been really great.
Volunteer Mary Flatley helps folks make their way through the pantry, picking out items to go with their Thanksgiving dinner.
We have carrots. We have heirloom spinach, which we've never had here. We have peppers and onions and apples and potatoes.
Flatley volunteers at the soup kitchen 2 days a week.
It's wonderful, and I love the people. I love them. All kinds to come in. Let them know that we're happy they're with us.
Excellent choice. And then 2 loaves of bread. And you're ready to rock and go get your turkey.
Making their way outside, they get their turkey. And as it happens, today they're being handed out by Governor Maggie Hassan.
How you doing?
Good. Hi. How's
good
it going?
Good to see you.
Have
it's
a good,
good
holiday.
You too.
Leaving with bags full of food, those benefiting say they're grateful.
I'm very, very thankful. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a turkey dinner if it wasn't for this place.